I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, that dance move. I'm losing it. I've been in the house too long. Guys, welcome. 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. I'm one of your co-hosts, Linda Empey. I'm joined by the lovely Ashley Bowden. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Linda. Hey, 90 Day family. Happy Monday.
Monday fun day in the house. What were your overall thoughts of this episode?
I think that it's still going kind of slow. I know we've been talking about that. I'm still waiting for more drama. We saw a little bit of drama with the Swaylu kind of walking out. I thought it was ridiculous. And him being candid about his misogynistic views. But I'm still waiting for more from these couples. What about you? What did you feel?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like they're still laying down the foundation, which I understand, but I want to see the drama rack up a little bit. Because these episodes are long. They're long and there's a ton of commercials. And I'm just like, give me something to look forward to when the commercial break comes back, you know?
Agreed.
But overall, you know, it's 90 Day and I'm hooked already, so I'm all in.
We're in.
Yeah, we're in. Let's start with Michael. So we see Michael in Nigeria and he meets with his Auntie Lydia. And Auntie Lydia is kind of happy that she thinks Angela's come around a bit, but she still has some concerns. So she wants to know what's going to happen with children, because in Nigeria, children for men are really, really important to have. And do you think that Angela is going to allow you? Can she have a baby? Is she going to allow you to have a baby? And if not, will she allow you to have another woman? And you may not have to marry that woman, but at least you can have that woman can have your baby. And she even goes on to say, and we can take that baby and Angela can raise the baby. What were your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think she meant well, but none of that was going to be happening. Like, Angela is not letting Michael or a possible baby out of her sight. I think that Michael and Angela are both kind of holding on to hope. And I don't want to say wishful thinking, because anything is possible. She very well could get pregnant and have a baby. Who knows? But I don't know. I'm just kind of, I'm waiting to see what ends up happening. I think they need to consider adoption and kind of move on. But I know in the Nigerian culture, it is, like you said, the expectation that the man actually has his own biological kids. But if you're going to be moving to America, you might want to just, you know, consider adoption. But other women and him having babies with another woman is just not a possibility. What were your thoughts on what Auntie had to say?
Well, you know, I think that...
Say it.
Well, she's being realistic. And I'll give you a little backstory, because my family is Guinean. And so I know that a lot in Ashanti tribe, they do that, where they'll have a baby by somebody else and that woman and their wife will possibly raise that child. So it's not unheard of. Now, is it unheard of in 2020 where you're like, does that make sense? When you can adopt, you can foster, you can do all of those things. Well, I don't know, because she's in Nigeria, so she can only speak on her culture and her religion and how she sees things. So I'm kind of up in the air with it. Like, I think that Michael being 31 years old and Angela being 54, and then them going to the fertility clinic and having like a little glimmer of hope is one thing. Mm-hmm. But Angela hasn't also told him the issue she's having right now. So I don't know. What does the live chat think? Do they think that this is something that makes sense for them? Or do you think that Angela should tell Michael exactly what's going on?
So live chat, first of all, hi to everybody in the live chat. What's up, you guys? Our 90 Day fam. So Lisa Bailey Height said that Angela would not allow that. And Geek Girl said they've been together for 2.5 years. They are in love, but she feels bad. She might not be able to have a baby. Yeah, I mean,
yes,
that is... I think she does feel bad about it, but I don't think she feels bad enough to...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let that happen.
Well, I, you know, as we know, they do get married, so we move forward. Speaking of moving forward, let's go ahead and talk about Colt and Debbie and Jeff. So Colt finally grabbed some balls and told Debbie about Jeff, his girlfriend being Brazilian, and he even went on to say that he's going to Brazil in a week, and his mom, Debbie, so their relationship, I get that they're best friends, but their relationship is really bizarre to me. Like, so Debbie thinks that they shouldn't date any, first of all, said shouldn't date anyone from another country, wants to know what Jess is looking for, what's the future, she's in Chicago and she doesn't have like a proper visa. Then Debbie goes on to say that it's not the right time for Colt to start dating. All of this stuff, like she had a bunch of excuses, and then she wants to, we find out a little bit later that they have another discussion and she's decided that she's going to go to Brazil with Colt. Mm-hmm. So Colt has to tell Jeff that his mom is coming along too. And I just, I don't know. Don't you find that a little bit weird? He's a grown man and his mom acts like almost like she's his platonic girlfriend. Weird.
Super weird. So, Debbie loves that. I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, Alex.
I'm just jumping right in. Hey, ladies. I think that, I mean, that's been Debbie. You know, I think she thinks that she's dating her own son. You know, she's living through him. Not only that, but like, if it doesn't, if the relationship isn't right for her, then it automatically isn't right for him. In her mind, it's very weird. I don't know what she has going on, but remember, we've been raising eyebrows to Debbie for a while now. Like, what is she on?
You're absolutely right.
I think that she is doing a bit much, but I'm trying to play devil's advocate. I'm trying to look at the whole picture and try to look at it from her perspective. I think what she is basically telling us and telling Colt by requesting to travel with him to Brazil is that she doesn't trust his judgment as a man. And he's shown and proved that he doesn't make good romantic choices. So she needs to be there to play mommy and make sure he's making a good choice this time around.
But Ashley, you're a grown up. You're a grown up. Can you imagine your parents doing that for you?
No, I couldn't. I don't know that I would be mad at it. Like, if my mom or my grandma was like, we're going to go with you to Brazil and meet this guy. Okay, I'll take the support.
But I'm not saying it's that just, because...
It's the history there, Linda. That I think that's why we're just like, we can't get past it. It's because we know how she is when it comes to any relationship with him and how she acts. And it's almost like, not only crazy stuff, but it's like she's in a relationship with her. It's the wildest thing. So I do understand you playing devil's advocate because, Ashley, you're really good at that and we need that. But with this, I just think it's creepy. I think it's creepy. I don't think that she has any boundaries. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree. I think that you're right, Alex. It's because we know her history and also because she's out there saying that it's not the right time for him to date. Like, excuse me, you're not Colt. He's grown. But then I want to jump into this whole Vanessa and Vanessa being his best friend. They had sex before. He has a crush on her, but he's
Uh-oh, Linda, we lost your volume. So okay, so basically, to answer what you're saying, Linda, I think that this whole situation with Colt and Vanessa is crazy. She's basically the woman that he can't get or that he couldn't for a long time get his hands on. now we know that they, you know, have a thing going on. Spoiler,
do you think that's
sorry.
Gonna be an issue this season, though? Do you think Vanessa's going to come in and we're going to see a lot more of her? This is her introduction for us?
I think so. I think she's being
introduced.
This is
going to get real messy. And you know,
well,
Jess, day,
and
like,
Jess is not feeling her already, so it's going to be a big deal.
But and I feel like she's not feeling Jess already either. She's over here, right. Where you're going that quick, and you know, her and Debbie are their team now. It's a lot going on with them. But Vanessa, honey, Vanessa got him wrapped around her little finger already.
Yeah. So the live chat has a lot to say about this couple and about Colt and Debbie. As Peter Bailey said, Debbie needs to cut the cord. Texas Gina said, I bet Colt plays Xbox on his days off of work, LOL. And Annabelle Reyna said, oh my God, they would be great on Smothered, because Cece said maybe Deb and Colt need to switch franchises to Smothered instead.
Facts.
So it's definitely Smothered vibes. But I think that Debbie just is concerned about Colt's romantic choices.
I think Debbie should start dating. I think that she'd have less time to be worried about Colt and more time to be happy and have a companion. Because I think at the end of the day, that's what she's worried about. She's worried about losing her companion, and that's why she's holding on so tight. So maybe we can start like a dating page for Mother Debbie or something.
Yeah, Debbie. Be a good candidate for Debbie. We got to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone on 90 Day? Are there any? I'm trying to think. Are there any parents that we could?
Well,
I can't think of one.
How old is Debbie?
I don't know. Live chat. How old is Debbie? I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
I'm going to go ahead and say this because, you know, David could forget about Lana and maybe they're already in Vegas. Go out and have some time. They're age appropriate because he's up there in age. So I'm just throwing it out there.
I like that idea. And you know what? For David, if you're watching, Debbie really exists.
Debbie really exists.
She really is.
Right.
And I'm sure she would love on you and want to travel the entire country in that RV.
Facts. And they have cats in common, you know, all of that. And, you know, it's like perfect. Moving on, let's talk about Azuelu and Kalani. So, I know, Ashley, I know. So, they're going to California instead of going to Samoa because, you know, there's that big measles outbreak there. Mm-hmm. And Kalani put her foot down and she got the backing of her parents. And not only because of that, but one of her children is far too young to have the vaccine. Like he could have it, but they recommend that they wait a little bit. So he got overruled. They drive to Cali with her mom. And he just kind of goes off. He says, being a mom is easy. He feels like he's not the man of the house and no one sides with him. And he thinks that all women, American women, have an easy job. And then says Kalani couldn't be the type of mom that his mom is in Samoa because everything is by machine here. And he can't picture her hand washing dishes and doing laundry by hand and taking care of the kids. And then Kalani said, Kalani thinks he's selfish and asks, well, what do you do? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I go clean the yard. I do the man's job. And then he kind of started cussing her at her while her mom was in the car. And that just sent the whole, like, it was crazy. The mom was like, I don't like he's talking to my daughter this way. And what would you do if my husband was here? And like, how dare you? And he was like, well, I don't see how your husband talks to you. But that's my wife and I can talk to her however I want. What did you guys think of that?
Hands down, he would have never said this stuff in front of her dad. Not one word. He would have been mute the whole time enjoying his road trip to California. this whole getting bugged thing, I was shook. I'm like, so what is his relationship with the mom? Because we normally see, you know, how intimidating the dad is with, you know, him. But I had never really seen him communicate with the mom. But clearly, he looks at the mom and Kalani, you know, he thinks they're on the same wavelength. Like, he can just say how he wants, to, how he feels to this lady. And this is a grown woman. Like, and I look at him as a child. And regardless, you need to respect your elders and respect your parents, because these are your, what, like your in-laws, even though, you know what I mean? Yeah, he was big bold. And that's all I got to say. He would have been jacked up had her dad been in that car.
I'm laughing at the live chat. Lynn Lapman said, I hope he gets lost on that bus. Is he running to Samoa?
Right.
He, I was thinking the stuff. Same thing. I said, is he getting on the bus to go to Samoa? Okay, so first of all, Asuelu is extremely disrespectful. He just lacks respect for women, period. And he lacks respect for himself too. But he, as I said last week, he talks about gender roles a lot. And my issue with him is, if you're going to stand convicted in your gender role belief system, make sure you're holding down your part of the deal. Because you don't hold down your part of a deal with a part-time job. You're not really bringing in any money. You're not able to take care of your family on your own. You need her family to basically support her and your children.
Yeah.
And I just think it's very disrespectful, just, you know, the way he speaks to her and her mother. And it just goes to show how he thinks of women. And that's it. He's very childish. He's like a child. And then as I was watching it, I said, I wonder if he's doing this on purpose because he wants out of the situation. He wants to go home. Well, go ahead, Linda. I'm sorry.
I don't necessarily think he wants out of the situation. I think he wants his own way. I think he's acting like a big baby. And because he didn't get to go to Samoa when he wanted to, he doesn't want to be on this trip either. And I have to throw this out there. This is his kid's second birthday celebration weekend, and he's decided to make it about himself, and you're going to take off when it should be about your kid. That just goes to show that you don't do jack. You don't do jack when it comes to not only providing for your kid, but being there for your kid. You better swallow your pride and your immaturity and your need to, like, I need this now. I want to go when I want to go, and be like, hey, let's make this an amazing birthday for the 2-year-old. Like, I don't get it.
And then, did y'all catch when he said, you know, we should turn around because, you know, the kids are sick. And, you know, and then he tried to make it seem like he actually cared about them being sick and their health. But the whole reason that Kalani is saying, let's not go over there, is because I don't want the kids to get sick. So that just shows where his mind is. He's not there all the way. Like, he's not mature at all. Like, you know, they do say the guys take a little bit longer, but I mean, this man is, he's not, he's got
something's off with him. Yeah. Something's off with the Asuelu for sure.
Yeah.
I won't say what Cell Wonk said in the live chat.
And we can't blame it on transition. He speaks, he can speak. We can't say that it's, you know, culture differences or anything. This is straight character. This isn't any of that other stuff.
It's character. And I put him and Andre in the same catalog book of, like, being ridiculous with the stereotype. Like, if you want to do the gender role, then you better come up and step up and do your part of that gender role. Right. I did want to quickly mention, because I thought it was hilarious, when he asked Kalani why she uses expensive words. She should just use simple words. I was like, oh my gosh, that is the funniest thing I've heard in a minute. So I don't know what's going to happen with them. And I think it's hilarious that he got on this bus in California and you don't even know where that bus goes because you don't know California very well. Right. And you took all your stuff. And then what? Because you ain't got no money.
Nothing.
You got a part-time job. So what? What's going to happen?
Maybe he finds security in the cameras following him around.
Yeah, but again, he took off his microphone, right? So he was trying to make a point.
Yeah, he ditched the camera.
True.
He was like, peace, I'm out. But yeah. I think he's going to go like 2-3 blocks and then he'll jump off the bus.
Annabelle
Reyna said him eating an unripe orange was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
Right, he's over here like... his whole mood was sour. That was just the perfect thing for him to eat.
Look, so you guys, Selwonk, one of the guys in the live chat, said Andre is worse. I hate that guy so much. So that's interesting hearing that come from another man, because I was thinking, like, who's worse? Is it Asuelu or is it Andre?
Well, I agree with Selwonk, because Asuelu is young, right? So he's got some years. He's like 24, so he's got some years to develop and mature. But Andre, he's a grown-ass man, and he is the worst of the worst. But let's move on to Karimi, Paul, and Pierre. So they are at the hotel, and he's trying to show how amazing America is, and how you can drink out of the tap water, and that they're going to have a car, and then they're going to find a place to live, and he's going to provide for them, all of this stuff. So they go to the house, and his mom has taken the house keys off of his key ring, so he can't get in while she's not there, which I thought was very, very telling. Car's a mess. It's like, you can have a beat up car, but you can still take care of it. Do you know what I mean? And that doesn't seem to have happened. Now, Karimi's really concerned about not having support from his family, thinking like it was going to be like it was when she was in Brazil. What were your guys' thoughts of that?
I guess my question is, what kind of support is she expecting? Like, what's the expectation?
I think she's just expecting family support. So, like, I guess when she was home, she did get the support of her family. I don't think she's necessarily just saying, like, all financial support. I think she's just saying she wants to know that she has them. And really, I don't really get that with Paul's parents, because they're having to cut him off. So she's kind of like, they're in limbo right now. They're trying to figure out the relationship with Paul without taking it too far. But it's also her relationship with them and the baby and so on and so forth. So I don't know that she's too much asking for money. I think, because let's be real, we've known Karimi to get money by all means. She'll sit in front of you texting whoever, and she'll get her money. So I don't think that's the problem. I do think that she's just like, well, I thought they were supposed to have our back, and they were supposed to be here, and, you know, like, what is this? What have I gotten myself into? Is the vibe I'm getting so far.
So Abigail Kosick in the live chat said, honestly, I don't blame her. Every other culture thinks it's so weird how we're not family oriented. And that's what I was thinking too. I'm thinking she thinks it's going to be more of like a family centered nucleus situation where everybody's pitching in and helping with the baby, versus when in the US it's kind of like your parents are like, well, that's your baby, especially when you're leaning on your parents for that much support. I think if Paul lived alone and he was handling his business and taking care of his family, it would be a different dynamic, and they probably would be a little bit more hands-on. But I think in this situation, as we know, Paul's mom and dad are trying to teach him a lesson and force him into stepping up into his responsibility.
No, I agree with you guys 100%. I think that Paul's mom is like, dude, you're 36 years old. You can't stay here. You got to get on your own 2 feet at some point. And if I can recall from previous episodes, when she was dropping them off and she called him an idiot and then said that she couldn't stand him, she was saying a lot of stuff that were facts. You know what I mean? So I think that Karimi wanting that extended family support, I think that the mom is absolutely willing to do that, but she also wants Paul to first stand on his own feet, because if she helps too much, she knows her son will take advantage and then nothing,
right,
doing it all.
Right. And it's not Karimi and the son that she has a problem with. It's really Paul. So her having to long handle spoon him is affecting everyone. So yeah, I agree. He definitely needs to get himself together if he wants the family.
Mm-hmm. She's having to undo years of enabling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move on to Elizabeth and Andre. So I'll just say this first. So he says Elizabeth can't manage her time. She's not organized because she's packing, and then he's going to pack in like 5 minutes and then makes a big deal about him packing real quick. And then turns out Elizabeth gets frustrated and it's a whole thing. They get to the airport, their baggages are overweight, and so they feel like that's going to be the start of a bad trip. But they make it, they get to Moldova, Stefan is there, his dad and Radu is there, his dad, and they're about to meet his mom. But in the car, you know, Elizabeth is making small talk, and she's like, oh, have I been in this area before? And he's like, oh, you don't remember because you were so drunk. And I kept thinking, this guy only, like, puts her down all the time. Like, she says something, he puts her down. She says something, he puts her down. And then she just ignores it. Meanwhile, he thinks that he's the big, macho, manly man who he's so proud to be in Moldova with his wife and his kid. But meanwhile, he didn't get there on his own dime. And he hasn't worked in, like, 3 years. But you're going to come on and put on a big show and a big wedding with someone else's money to pretend that you're the man. And you want to go and make all the decisions without even consulting your wife when your wife's family and your wife are the reason you're there? Stop it.
Right.
Knock it off.
He's a mess, y'all. There's no other word. I promise you, he's the most annoying person on this whole show. If I could get rid of Andre on 90 from the 90 day franchise, I mean immediately. I wanted to know, Linda, because like while we were watching, I know you're about to get to this, but you know, you always say, you know, money, sex, and religion, right? Top three. Would you convert or be baptized for to get married in another country like she's about to have to do? The whole time I was watching, I'm just thinking, like, what would you do? Because you talk about this a lot. Religion.
So first and foremost, they're already married, and this is a conversation that they should have had before they got married, clearly. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to have that conversation before you get married, you better have it before you get to Moldova so that you're not going in getting baptized with something, a religion or a belief system that you don't truly believe in, right? Mm-hmm. So you're getting baptized and you don't know anything about the religion or the culture, makes no sense to me. So your question is, would I convert? Yes. I would absolutely convert if I knew what I was converting to and I agree with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm already a Christian. If my boyfriend is Muslim and he wants me to convert to Muslim, then he's going to have to not only explain it all to me, I'm going to have to go to the mosque. I got a bunch of questions. What does that entail for my life specifically? What does it entail for our life as a couple? And what does it entail for our life as a family when we decide to have kids? So that's on her as well, because she didn't ask the questions. But it's on him for springing it on her last minute as well.
So last minute, though, if it didn't line up with what you believe, would you get back on that plane?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you know what? Sorry, my family's paying for the wedding. I'm not down for this. It's not up my alley. And I don't want to disrespect your religion and your culture. And I don't want to disrespect myself. Getting baptized is something that I don't believe. Like, religion and faith is something that you don't play around with. You don't just arbitrarily say, yeah, I'm getting baptized to something you don't believe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ashley?
I agree with everything that you said. You're on point with it. I was just looking at the live chat. Nakia Emanuel said, I'm still trying to figure out where Andre got that stank attitude from because his dad is such a sweetheart and his mom seems cool. And Becky Star 101 said, Elizabeth is happy to be in Moldova because she knows her daddy is paying for another wedding. And Annabelle Reyna said, Andre is going to flex so hard. He is a man in front of his family, but he's a trash house husband.
Yeah, he tries to give a warning, like, just letting y'all know that her family, that was found me. So you're going to talk about my family, and we're not just going to have this full discussion. If you're going to talk about them or bring them up to your family, make sure that I'm there. But he, as soon as she leaves, let me go ahead and tell y'all, he needs someone on his side. This is not a strong person alone. He needs help.
Yeah, and for him to try to turn his family against her family even before they met, I thought was disgusting. And to do it behind her back was disgusting. And when their response, like you said, like, are you even from the same family? Because they're like, well, let's meet them and see what happens, you know? Mm-hmm. And just one more point that I wanted to make. When Andre asked his brother and his wife to be the godfather and godparents, and then Elizabeth asked him, well, what does that entail? And he didn't know. He didn't know his own religion. He was like, oh, it's, they have to be all parts of the wedding and they have to be in the wedding. And then it was his brother, Radu, who actually explained what the role of the godfather is, which I thought was so interesting, because you throw out all this stuff to be like, I'm making all the decisions, but you don't even know what you're making decisions about, and you can't even answer any questions when it comes to it.
Right.
Gross. So I'll be interested to see what happens when the family actually comes over and what that whole interaction is going to look like.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Larissa. So Larissa decides that it's her personal responsibility to message Jess and warn her about Colt. And she does that while getting, I don't even know what that is, like fat, suction.
It's like doing crunches but not having to do it. I forget what it's called. I know a few people.
So that, but what I thought was funny, while she was doing that, she's like sipping on her champagne, so like, wait, what's happening right now, right? Anyway, she calls Jeff, called Colt a demon, calls him a whale, says that he's gonna wreck her life, and says that, like, there are warning signs, talks about hiding the phone, all of this stuff. And then Jess is like, this is too much. I love him. I want to see how my relationship's going to be with him. And basically, like, hangs up the phone. What were your thoughts on that?
I love Larissa. I think she's very interesting. She's fun. She's Larissa. She's the queen. But, you know, I don't think that it's okay to warn someone. What are you warning her for if it has nothing to do, if there's no abuse? So I understand, well, as far as I know, like, if you're not, like, saving someone's life, then let them figure out what they got going on in their relationship. That's between y'all. I have nothing to say. Unless I'm truly trying to help this lady, like, this man is abusive, or, like, you know, other than that. But I felt like she was on some real, like, does he hide his phone? Okay, men cheat. It's not acceptable. But let her figure that out on her own. That's a whole new relationship. So I thought she was being shady and trying to be funny and trying to ruin this before it gets started, because I do feel like she still has feelings for Colty. You know, I don't know why these women feel this way, but, you know, he has some type of, he's had some game, okay? And it's working. But I don't think that you have to try to ruin this relationship. It was just uncalled for, especially if there's no real warning for this lady.
What did you think, Ashley?
No, the same. I think that Larissa was out of line for calling Jess, and it was not coming from a genuine place. She was not really concerned about telling Jess about what kind of character Cole has. Girl, knock it off. And furthermore, like you said, Alex, if there's no abuse happening, you really shouldn't even be meddling in their relationship. Because when you date one person and you move on to somebody else, the energy is totally different. Colt might be a whole nother, I mean, he is who he is at his core, but just for example's sake, it might be a whole different dynamic between those two people.
Right.
So you have no right or place to call her and say any of that. Let her figure it out on her own. As you said, Alex, this is not a life-saving measure. You're basically being a hater. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what the outcome is, he's still not going back to you. So, Linda, right. What did you think?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to put on record that I find this season Colt has been extra creepy. I'm not sure why, but the vibe he's giving me is extra creepy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, Larissa has no business being the third person in this two-person relationship. They already have a third person with Debbie. They don't need Larissa adding herself and inserting her opinion on who and what Jess should be doing in this relationship. Let Jess mm-hmm. find out on her own. And like you guys said, if it was like dire straits, abuse or anything like that, I understand that you would want to warn the person. But when it's because he's got a girlfriend and you don't have a boyfriend, you want to, like you said, quote unquote, kill and bury him, then that's not okay, because your intentions are being shown and you're not in it for the right reasons. Let her find out that Colt is creepy, and then she can move on her own if she so chooses. That's what I think.
I agree.
Toby Flinderson in the live chat says she has feelings for that green card, and so does Jess.
Speaking of the green card, we see her going to immigration with her friend, and she's worried that Colt and Debbie are going to do more because they've already pulled their affidavit of support for her. So she thinks that she's either going to be free or she's going to get arrested and deported on the spot. Do you think she's making too much out of it?
Yeah, I think she's just being super
dramatic.
I think it's like her storyline right now. So until she gets a man, this is what we're going to get from her. It's going to be, oh, there, you know, and I'm about to have to go back. And you guys are just so blessed. Like, you take it for granted. You know, it's going to be that, which, I mean, I understand, like, Americans, for the most part, like, take a lot of this for granted. But she's milking it, y'all. She's milking it. And I'm honestly tired of it. I need her to have a storyline, like a real storyline. I need some stuff to pop off. I need to see her pop off. But yeah, back to your question, Linda, before I go on and on. Yeah, she's milking it.
Ashley?
Yeah, she's being a drama mama. Nakia Emanuel in the live chat said Larissa is a drama queen. Instead of putting all that energy into messing up Colt's life, she should take care of her own kids instead. And I could not agree more. Like, girl, that is some good energy you're giving out, and I'm sure your kids could use it.
Right.
Yeah, I too also think that I love Larissa. I love her storyline. I think it's hilarious. She's very entertaining. But I would like to see her not so much focus on, I need a man, I need a man, I need a man, in order to be a whole person. I like to see, like, what, so you're in America, you're getting this green card, what are you going to do with that? You're just going to keep chasing men, and men are your savior in life? Or are you going to try to do something and lay a legacy down for the three children that you have?
Yeah,
like, what? I don't get it, but
what's next?
Exactly. Last and certainly not least, Angela. So Angela approaches her daughter one more time, even gets reinforcement from Michael to come to be her witness in Nigeria for a wedding. And she's like, no, hell no, no, hell no. I'm not taking time off of work. I don't really believe in your relationship. I think you should wait for the K-1 process. And so Angela feels deflated, but she keeps trekking forward. Her best friend, who is like her sister, Jojo, gets kind of wrapped up in this whole situation and agrees to go to Nigeria and be her witness. We see Angela start packing. She's bought like a suit. I thought the whole big thong thing for her big booty part was hilarious. But what I also thought was very sweet and touching was her time with her grandchildren and her mom, where she tries on the wedding dress. And we'll talk a little bit later about the crown that she had for Michael to wear as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see her getting her biopsy and being, I don't know what that's like, but she was screaming and the doctor was like, normally people can take it, but she couldn't specifically. So I guess she has a low pain tolerance. So we'll find out what happens with her biopsy. What did you guys think of that whole thing? And what did you think of Skylar deciding not to be her witness?
Not surprised. I didn't see Skylar ever going to Nigeria, so that wasn't anything. But I felt like she kind of pressured Joe, her friend Joe.
Yeah.
She kind of like, Joe was like in a corner. She was cornered. She didn't really have a choice. It was like, yeah, and I don't have nobody. And nobody's going to do this for me. And it's like looking like, so what you gonna do? And then Joe kind of, she just sat there like, she's like, you know, I'm gonna go. I'm like, you know what, this is not the way to do it. If you're gonna have her come there, just say, hey, would you be willing to? But don't pressure the lady. Oh, that was right.
Ashley?
I don't like that Skylar didn't do that for her mom, honestly. And I said this last week, I just feel like Angela does a lot for her kids and her grandkids. And I think that's the least that she could have done for her mom. Even if she doesn't necessarily believe or agree with the marriage, like, you know, that's something that's going to make your mom happy. You only get one mom. And I just think that would have been a nice gesture and to honor her mom and just do that solid for her. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I didn't think that was right, but I'm glad she got somebody to do it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm glad that she got someone to do it, but I also think too that Skylar is probably going to regret not having this moment with her mom. And I think that even if she went, she probably would be able to quash some of the concerns she has about Michael because she got to meet him in person and spend time with him. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see, but it was that episode. Let's move on to some shout outs real quick.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Hi, live chat. I get so excited every week that we can like engage with the live chat. It always makes me so happy. So what's up, Raydella Lewis, Nikia Emanuel, Stacey Wiley, Geek Girl, Toby Flinderson, Maribel Young, I think I said Radella Lewis, Abigail Kosick, S. Peter Bailey, John Guy. We do have some newbies in here. Love and Life 333. I think I said Annabelle Reyna, Toby Flinderson. You guys are amazing. Miss Brown Sugar. Mm-hmm. I like that name. It's cute. Judy's. Let's see here. Dragon Azul. Let's see. Lynn Lapman. Skinny B 111. And I, as you guys can see, it's so many messages in the live chat. Texas Gina.
Hey y'all.
So many of you guys. Hey you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you all. If you have not had a chance to do so, make sure you give us a thumbs up. I'm literally thumbs upping our video right now as we speak. We have 20 likes. So if all of you guys can just take a moment and give us a thumbs up, we would greatly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. If you are not subscribed to the AfterBuzz reality channel, make sure you do that. And again, thank you for joining us every week and throughout the week, Monday through Wednesday, all things 90 day.
Yes.
Linda, what's going on with news and gossip?
Let's get into some news and gossip. Okay, guys, so Colt and Vanessa. So many fans have been speculating from what they've been seeing online, even before this season started, that the two of them were dating. However, it doesn't seem to be the case. According to Vanessa, she was never his girlfriend. Yeah, they had a hit it and quit it type situation one time, but they were never boyfriend and girlfriend. She said that she wasn't able to take him seriously. She also said that she believes Colt, quote unquote, is not happy with himself and that it breaks her heart. But she said that he's always going to be family to her. Then she goes on to say that he's also not her type. So her type, her quote, will always be bearded, tattooed men. And that doesn't resemble Colt at all, in her opinion. And then, although she did say that she tried to force herself to look past that when it came to him, but she just couldn't do it. She's like, can't do it. It's not working for me. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't appear to be single, guys. She said that she's in a relationship with someone. We found a picture of him. And what's interesting is he does kind of look like Colt. So she definitely does have a type. And even though Colt, I would say Colt probably needs to get a few more tattoos, lose a little bit of weight, and grow out his beard, and she might turn her head his way, because the guy that she seems to be dating, I don't know, they got some similar qualities going on.
I see. Yeah, I'm getting Colt vibes from him.
Yeah. So she said, it's not going to ever happen with Colt, but she did say that they're going to always be really good friends. And she said, when it comes to Colt, he's a really jealous type. She said the reason why he follows and unfollows her on social media is due to him being jealous of her being in a relationship with a new man. So I don't know, guys. What do you think? Do you think that Colt, I think this says a lot. I think that Colt being that jealous type, and you saw it with Larissa, you're seeing a little bit of it with Jess, and now Vanessa, mm-hmm. who's his platonic friend, is saying the same thing. You know, that's big stuff. And for her to say that she doesn't think he's happy with himself, that's a lot.
That says a lot. Yeah.
And
she
says
she said in the episode that they're best friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, if she's saying this, then yeah, wake up everyone.
Crazy.
That's how it really is.
Let's move on to Elizabeth and Andre. So Elizabeth did a quick little Q&A on our social media the other day, and one fan asked her a question that got her a little steamed up. Her question was, what question do you hate being asked or having to comment on all the time? And I want you guys to hear the clip.
Do you have a job? Does he have a job yet? Does he have a job? Hey, do you have a job? Does he have a job? Did you get a job yet? Are you working yet? Does Andre have a job? Does Andre have a job? Andre, does he have a job? Do you have a job? Does he have a job? Hey, do you have a job? Hey, I'm just wondering, does he have a job? Hey, did he get a job yet?
Babe, just gotta tell him and then that's it. You know what I mean? That's it. That's it. It's like, that's it. You know what I mean?
Does he have a job? Does he have a job yet? Does he have a job? Hey, do you have a job? Does he have a job?
And so that's the question. Pretending to be a 90 Day fan, she kept asking the same question over and over again. And it's obvious that this specific question gets right under her nerves. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Is it a bad question to ask? Does he have a job? Does he have a job?
No.
Does he work?
Listen,
we want to know.
We watch the show. We want to know.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. He acts like he has 7 streams of income the way he just be spending other people's money. So yes, we are curious. That's mainly been his storyline, other than his attitude, is whether or not he has a job. We've been following this. So if you're getting a check from TLC and this is the main question, then yes, we need the answer, Elizabeth.
Yeah. And speaking of Elizabeth, she celebrated her 4th of July with an impressive post-pregnancy transformation. She posted pictures of her and Andre and their baby, Eleanor, and she showed off in this American flag 2-piece bikini, looking and living her best self. She looked like her fitness regime, her eating regime, and all of that after giving birth has really paid off for her. And she says that she's feeling healthy, she's looking great, and she's continuing on that path. What I do want to say about those two as well is they also celebrated her sister's son's birthday over the weekend as well. So it was definitely a busy time for them. So, you know what? Looking good, Elizabeth. You do you. You do you. I love it. Moving on to Larissa. Larissa did her own type of Q&A recently, and she was asked a very specific question. Let's hear it right now.
Hey, man, to give you money, gonna die without any coin. You need to make your own money. It's the best solution for you. Or you do OnlyFans, they're gonna give it to you. A lot of money, 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 money. Yes, I have a date that I'm going to do. It will be September 15. I'm going to do my OnlyFans, September 15. Okay? Hey, man, to give you money.
So I'm not sure what your take on that is, because she kind of answers and doesn't answer. On the one hand, she's like, get that money. On the other hand, she's like, get it on your own. So I don't know. It could be either way. But I thought it was hilarious that she took the time to answer the question. And the other thing that Larissa is spending time doing is she took to her Instagram and posted a photo of herself in Vegas, and apparently she's at the Aria Resort and Casino, and she posted a photo of herself looking out on the beautiful skyline and talking about how they said that she couldn't dream big, but she was dreaming big. Now, what's more interesting is when you go to her stories, and in her stories, she posts Eric, and so I guess Eric and her are on some type of romantic staycation, and she is with him hanging out in Vegas, whooping it up that in the hotel suite.
Interesting,
right? Mm-hmm. And last but not least is Angela, and I have to put this photo of Angela up because go ahead, Angela. So Angela did an ad with some type of weight loss product. And she's like, second round of this product was a big success. The shots did their thing and helped me get on track for summer. My cravings are down and my motivation is up. And Angie is in a little crop top. She's in like leggings. She's got her sunglasses on her hair. So go ahead, Angela. Go ahead and make that money.
Period. Me, mom.
I'm not mad at Angela.
Not at all. So, guys, that is the news and gossip for the week. Definitely make sure you tune in tomorrow, where we talk about the other ways for 90 days. And then following day on Wednesday, we're doing 90 days, all news and gossip. So stay connected with us. Make sure you're liking, subscribing. Thank you guys all for DMing me all the juicy stuff that you want me to pay attention to. And we definitely have a big week of gossip moving forward. Guys, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me all over at Hey Alex Bowers.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie, and you can find me on Twitter at AshleyMarie0422.
Guys, and of course you can find me all across social media at Linda Is So Girly. Thank you so much for joining us live chat. We love you. Sal Wonk, good to have you in there. And till tomorrow, guys, we'll see you. Bye for now.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.